Sir Billy Bear and Other Friends, written by Rose Impey and read by June Whitfield.
Do you ever wonder what happens after dark when everyone's in bed and the toys in the toy basket come to life? I suppose it depends on what kind of child you are. When it comes to bedtime, there are two sorts: those who fall asleep the moment their heads touch the pillow, and those who don't. I wonder if you are a creeper downstairs. Do you keep coming down, pretending you need one more drink, one last cuddle, one extra teddy to keep you company, when really you just want to check no one's having a party without you? Do you ever look at your teddy and think, he looks very pleased with himself, I wonder what he's been up to, and wish he could tell you? Every night, in houses just like yours, children put their toys away in boxes or baskets, and they never stop to think of those toys having adventures and getting frightened, quarrelling, playing games, falling in love, even telling each other stories. Perhaps if you could creep down and watch them, you might find your toys doing all those things. The toys in these stories do, as you'll soon find out. But first, I suppose you'd like to know who everybody is before we get started. In that case, I'll introduce you. First of all, please meet Sir Billy Bear, who is a rather important bear. Sir Billy was once touched by the Queen. Next, Mrs. Vera Rabbit and her twins Bib and Bob, who I'm afraid, if they were children, would definitely be creepers downstairs. Ally the Alligator, who is not to be confused with a crocodile, although he looks like one. Arnie the Soldier, the ultimate hero, whatever that means. Sally Ann, the doll with real hair. RSTU2, otherwise called Rusty the Wrapping Robot. Marmalade, the very young bear who is far too shy to speak. Betty the Brownie Doll, Dodo the Dinosaur, and finally Custard the Clown, who once had an unpleasant experience in a washing machine. And now that you've met everyone, I think we should get on with the story.